Well, that'd be cool. So what films are we talking about exactly?
Well, he's the one that sent me that info on that little thing that plugs in the side of your radio to pass the data from the computer. He sent that, and then he wants to do some antenna build for HF, but we're going to have to disguise it because he's in an association.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a bummer about the association thing. I took the doublet down today. It was kind of hanging, and I couldn't mow in that area very well, so I took all that stuff down, cleaned it up, and mowed down there. And now I can take that ladder line and check it out, you know, make sure it's in good shape. I have to replace some of the spacers and all that, and eventually hopefully get around to getting that double back up in the air, whether I use a manual tuner on it or hopefully get that Delinco automatic tuner going, you know.
Delinco, wasn't it an ICOM?
Well, the tuner is an Elinco, I forget the model number, but it's meant to be a long wire antenna, but everybody knows it'll work with dipoles and doublets and things like that. It worked great for a while until it didn't. So, I don't know. Hopefully I can either fix it or hopefully get it fixed without a monstrous bill. I don't know. Probably going to be on me to try to just keep working with it and reading all I can and hopefully figure it out.
Well, somehow I just wouldn't be shocked if it was a busted trace on the board from getting yanked.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned that, or the ceramic has a crack or something. Well, I hope it's something that simple. That'd be gnarly, man.
Be a lot better than trying to fund a new one.
Yeah, I probably likely wouldn't do that. It's just too much money. They don't even make that model anymore. And that was an upgrade from the original long wire antenna that Elinco made. I think now you have to buy an ICOM tuner. And boy, are those pricey. I think Yaesu makes one too, but yeah, it's a lot more than what I paid for it.
Well, we get messing with the big gun stuff. We'll probably be a lot more into manual tune mode, dude. I don't think they make too many automatic tuners that handle the kind of power that we're joking around about inadvertently, seriously.